The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
I remember having the argument with Jack beforehand, kind of going, Jack, if this shit doesn't work, you would have put me back out in the field and don't whip the big donkey out of full power.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
OTB AM
with Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's move.
Okay, so Avonmore Protein Milk are teaming up with Dublin footballer Brian Fenton and Kilkenny hurler Owen Murphy to launch the new Avonmore Pro Oats product. Fenton and Murphy, who have 9 All-Ireland Championship medals between them, are representing the Gaelic Players Association, of whom, along with the GAA, Avonmore Protein Milk are a long-standing supporter. As you can see, Owen Murphy is with us now. Owen, congratulations. County champions, Glenmore. I presume it's been one hell of a week.
Yeah, Owen, listen, thanks a million for having me on. It's been a great few days, to be honest. This is a nice way to finish off the week as well, just coming up, getting a trip back to Croke Park and that as well. But brilliant celebrations, and thankfully we don't win too much now, to be honest.
Yeah, so this was the Intermediate Championship. How long had you been in the Intermediate for?
So we got relegated in 2005, back out of senior. Right. So it's been that long, 16 years. And, we spent a year in junior in between that then as well, Owen. So, we've been building for the last couple of years, and we've a huge amount of young players that have, shown huge amount of ability, have played schools level at a really high level, and have, played at inter-county level, minor, 20s, and that as well. So, but it's only so long, I suppose, that you can class a team as young. And so look, there's no better time to win something than now. Do you know what I mean? So, we've enjoyed it for a few days. We haven't got word just yet of when we're going back, and we're looking forward to it, and we'll give the Leinster Championship a crack as well.
How does a week like this compare to winning an All-Ireland with Kilkenny, and the sort of national and obviously county-wide story that is, and the madness of it all?
Look, to be honest, it means much, much more, simply because, look, for as long as I can remember, I've been down in our pitch at home, and my mum has watched the jersey. She's chairperson at a Camogie club at home. My dad has been chairperson. He fixes the hurls. My brother makes the hurls. Uncle makes the hurls. We just have a huge connection with the club. And, we are a tight bunch then as well. And, there was a huge, huge sigh of relief. I was beaten in 5 intermediate semi-finals up till when we won our semi-final a couple of weeks ago. And, we've never just fell over the line at that stage. So there was just a huge sense of relief getting over the semi-final. And we discussed it, among ourselves, that these would be the best days of our lives, if we could pull this off. And, and to enjoy it as well, sort of to express it, because you can get to a final and, you can be, caught up in the moment and maybe forget how big of an occasion it is. And I think you just, you need to take a step back and realize that these don't come around too often. And we had a bit of a slow start. First 15 minutes, we were sluggish. We're 6 points down. And we just started turning the screw then. Lads stepped up to the plate big time. And just everyone, it was just a huge amount of emotion afterwards, to be honest.
How does your role for the club differ to your role for the county? Is there any sort of Shane Curran style making runs up the pitch or anything like that?
Yeah, no. I'm the centre back calling everyone back, so I don't get to do too much marking. I'm playing centre back in my club now for the last couple of years, and I've always played off field from a club owner, to be very honest. So, I'm happy enough with that. I can feel I can can contribute to our game out the field and that as well. And I play absolutely anywhere, and I've always said that, like in Kilkenny. And I know it's sort of a bit of a cliche thing, but from when I was knee high, 3-4 years of age, whatever age it was, and we were hurling out in our lawn, or as we call it, the little pitch outside at home, you just play anywhere at all, and you just love playing hurling. And at the end of the at the end of all that, I know everybody enjoys playing it, but you can't beat winning then after that. And so look, it's been a great week all around.
it's not exactly a great hiding place if you're coming from between the sticks to go out to centre back. Like, it's like as important a position as there is. So, like, I mean, that's obviously something that I guess underlines the modern hurling goalkeeper, right? That, like, I mean, there's top class hurlers in between the sticks these days.
Yeah, look, and to be fair, Owen, I think the last couple of years, the fact that there's been a split season, and that has helped me hugely. Like, I think it's hugely beneficial for a club player anyway, because at least they have a defined season. They know exactly when they're going to be playing, not just when the inter-county team gets bet into championship, which I think, like, how long is a piece of string? You just don't know. So, you know, from my point of view, you know, I'm back, I'm training as an outfield player. So that sharpness and that, you know, being able to read the game, that helps me because I get a set period of time playing out the field, playing with the boys in that position. As you said, it is a pivotal position. But then also, the way the Kilkenny Championship used to run before, back maybe 3-4 years ago, if we played a Leinster game, we would have a club game the week afterwards. And that was way that was just the way the league was ran. And, you know, I used to find that extremely hard because, you know, you're going from a 4 or 5 week block playing in the goal and training in the goal. Everything is veered to, you know, my set position with Kilkenny. And, you know, I'm going back out and trying to play midfield, centre back, centre forward, wherever we used to be playing with my club. I used to find that hard in a 1 week window. You know, so yeah, it suits me the last couple of years, the way it's been run off. And look, as you said yourself, the fact that I'm in a, you know, a very privileged position playing with Kilkenny, being an inter-county player, you know, we have to be leaders for a club and, you know, be shown to be doing the right things as well. So, like, the fact that I can, you know, be performing somewhat and driving on lads around me, that's a huge plus as well from the position I'm in with Kilkenny, you know.
If we could just talk about goalkeeping for a minute then, Owen, because it really seems to be a talking point over the last couple of years, how people like yourself and Nicky Quaid have really upped the bar completely. It's almost gone in tandem with football, where the goalkeeping is definitely some of the, I guess, most innovative and high quality that we've seen ever in the game. Like, why is that, do you think? What's the sort of work that you've put in and the sort of innovations that you've brought to your game that's allowed this increase in standard to happen?
Well, you know, I always found that I was really comfortable on the ball anyway, Owen, because of my playing days out the field with Glenmore and with the college when I was in WIT. And so I just found that I was really comfortable on the ball. But I think now, if you're not used to being on the ball and shown for the ball in particular, it's an extra outlet for the backs. And then how you distribute the ball when you're in play, like when you're in possession of it. So be it from restart, be it from play, like, it's hugely important now, where, look, if you can retain possession, primary possession, like, that's half the battle. The other team then have to work twice as hard to get it back off. Like, so, and that's the way teams are playing now. It's, you know, and I think Limerick have probably redefined the possession game as well, in comparison to the Cork team back in, say, mid to early noughties, 3, 4, 5 and 6, that area. But where it was might be in a little bit more of a hand passing sort of running game, Limerick have a very similar, but it's 30-40 yard drilled passes to players. And as I said, they just redefined that. And Nicky Quaid is, you know, I said in an interview a couple of years ago, Nicky Quaid has been one of the best goalies in the game for the last, I don't know how many years, and probably didn't get the recognition he deserved at that time because, look, Limerick weren't winning all earns. They weren't winning Munsters at that stage. And he's getting his due rewards now, absolutely. You know, and I think teams, if they're coming up against Limerick, like, obviously there is a couple of key players that you have to pinpoint and you want to maybe have a game plan to counteract them. And Nicky is certainly one of those. He's definitely the best there at the moment.
And that's been really evident in terms of what you mentioned there, the understanding that you have of the outfield positions, the contribution to open play. But the basics seem to have gone up a notch as well, the shot stopping. Like, from your own perspective then, is that something that you're constantly working on? Is there drills that you do to try and keep your sharpness? Because, like, pardon the pun, but there are cat-like reflexes quite often from your own perspective in big moments and big matches.
Yeah, look, and I think, you know, everybody's knowledge of strength and conditioning now, I think, has probably allowed me, even though I'm into my 30s now, to stay what I feel physically now probably in the best shape that I've ever felt I've been in, even my mid-20s. And I know what works for my body now. And obviously Mickey Comfort coming in then the last couple of years, introducing a few more things to your strength and conditioning programs, your off-season programs as well, on that helps hugely. So you know, yeah, like I think there is stuff that you do in the off-season, the stuff you do in between your sessions as part of your gym programs, like that adds something to it. But in training, we're constantly working with Darren Brennan and, you know, James McGarry and that too. And, you know, and you're trying to go through drills that you feel might be like game-like scenarios. But look, you know, there's only so much that you can replicate in that regards too. At the end of it, look, it's you know, sometimes you guess that split second, you know, you guess correctly, and it's such a small margins. Like, you know, you take the penalty, some of the top players, and they're taking a shot from 21 yards out, and you know, and I can try turn around and read Aaron Glenn's shot. I can try read Patrick Horgan's, whoever it may be that's going to be taking a penalty. And, you know, if he throws a half a dummy and goes the other side, you look like a fool. But like, if I guess the right way, you know, it's you're a genius sort of thing. So it's very, very small margins, to be honest.
And would you have been watching Patrick Horgan take penalties on video before that All-Ireland semi-final?
Yeah, you would. You know, and similar enough, a couple of years ago in the semi-final against Limerick, you know, I would have watched Aaron Glenn taking some of them as well. That day he threw me the wrong way. So, you know, I always looked like a bit of a clown at that stage. But look, that's just the way it goes. And that's what you have to do. But like, if you take in any of the backs or whatever it is, they're going to be looking at forwards, individual clips, and seeing exactly what is their favourite side, or, you know, what way did he like a ball coming in, and what way, you know, I suppose, does he not like the defender attacking the ball? You know, so everybody goes into that finer detail now. We have access to a bundle of information now between video clips and, as I mentioned, strength and conditioning, nutrition, everything. So that's where everything is just going to the next level. And if you're not taking that on board, I think you're going to be left behind.
Arthur O'Dea, who works with us at a piece with Colm Callanan and James Gehill over the last couple of days, and Colm Callanan was telling the story about this Christy O'Connor drill. I'm not sure if you fell victim to this as well, but he said he had to stop the car and pull over for a while after training, to down a couple of bottles of Lucozade Sport. Such was the reddening he got off Christy O'Connor, to put it in Christy's own words. Is that the level of drills that you're being subjected to in training as well?
Yeah, look, I may have a chat to Colm about that and see what he passes on that drill. But yeah, it would be. And, right, you know, you train. Like,
how
now,
does that actually happen? Like, what is the drill?
Well, that particular drill, I haven't seen the clip now, so I may look back over it. I've sort of been offline now for the last couple of days. But yeah, no, I look back on it. But like, we do reaction drills as well, where you have a bundle of maybe 20 balls, about 20 plus yards from goal. And, you know, as soon as you save one, or there's a shot taken, you're taking a step out to it. So by the time, you know, you're getting down to the last letter, it's probably only 10, 12 yards. And like, obviously, you have to cover the angles behind you and the goal. You just have to, you know where you're on the pitch at any one time. And that's one of my favourite ones as well. And it's just pure reaction drill. If it hits off you, it hits off you. Do you know what I mean? You have to get used to that. And, you know, it's like the tackling drills in training that the outfield players are doing as well. They're just conditioning themselves to game-like scenarios, to be honest.
I presume you're long past the point of taking any notice of taking a belt of a slitter, even on a cold night.
Yeah, well, even on a cold night, no, listen, any goalkeeper that tells you he doesn't think about getting a thing of a slitter on a cold January night now, he's definitely lying, I can tell you that. But no, listen, you do get used to it. Look, it's much easier to take one during the summer than it is in the winter, I'll tell you that.
There has to be a madness though there as well though, and I'm sure, like, where you kind of just compartmentalise, whether it's going up for a high ball or bursting out of the defence with the ball in your hand or shot stopping, there has to be a sense of, you know what, I need to put my body on the line here regardless as a goalkeeper.
Absolutely. And do you know what, sometimes you just don't even think of it, like, because a lot of the things are so instinctive. Like, if you take that split second to think about maybe what you're doing, like the process of it, like that split second is too late. And so it's you know, you're just trying to expose yourself in training and look back to that. And honestly, I am a believer you train the way you want to play, like, and like how you play on the day then will be as a result of how you've trained over the last however many couple of months, couple of weeks or whatever it is between games and things like that as well. So I'm a big believer of that.
And how do you see the role of the goalkeeper changing over the next little while? Is there going to be more influence, do you think, on your role?
I think it's probably getting to a stage now where maybe from a hurling goalkeeping point of view is whether we're going to take the next step to the likes of Niall Morgan and... you know, and those guys who are basically like the fly keepers in the football, you know, and you see it in the Ulster final here. It was it just amount of bravery, I suppose you could call it. But again, they're so comfortable being on the ball and coming out and taking these balls in as well, confident in their own amount of ability. So maybe, I don't know, is that the next step in hurling goalkeeping? But the thing is, you know, if you get whoever, we'll say in the half-back line of the opposition team, you know, they're going to drive the ball 90 yards. So if you're anyway off your line, like they'll be able to score a goal. So I'm not so sure on that. It's an interesting one. Mm. Look, and... you know, I suppose when I first came in, I would have been asking about the sharp puck outs. What were you feeling of it? What do you think of it? And I think now it's just an acceptance that you have to be, you know, apt at taking sharp puck outs and being confident in your own ability to take sharp puck outs and your own players' abilities, your teammates' abilities, for taking the puck outs as well. Like that's a given now. But you know, back 2011, 12 or 13 would have been my first year and I was asked about it. And, you know, and I said, I don't mind giving a sharp puck out. Is it only a 20, 30 yard pass? Like, and, you know, and that was a thing for a couple of years. But now, as I said, it's just, it's a given. You have to do it.
Yeah, there'll be centre-backs playing in goals for every team before long. you have been listening to Kilkenny's Owen Murphy, who's teamed up with Avonmore Protein Milk to launch the new Avonmore Pro Oats products. Murphy, who and Brian Fenton, who we'll be talking to later on as well, have 9 All-Ireland Championship medals between them, and they were representing the Gaelic Players Association, of whom, along with the GAA, Avonmore Protein Milk are a long-standing supporter. Owen, congratulations again on last weekend. Best of luck now with the rest of the winter and into next year. Thanks a million.
Owen, cheers.
OTB AM
with Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's move.